Welcome back to another episode of Command Your Life. I am your host, Jacqueline Diana, and today we're joined by my friend Brittany Hogan, who is a confidence and success coach. Her story is slightly different from most entrepreneurs and coaches, mainly because she loves her career in the corporate world as well. Her main goal is to show women just like her that they can do both. You can crush your career and also set crazy ambitious goals on the side. It doesn't have to be one or the other, and you can make both work while designing a life that you love. So listen in as we tackle some myths and we give you some consistency tricks and tips that can really help you command your life. Let's get after it. The world doesn't need any more followers. The world needs more women leaders. Leaders that are confident because they've conquered their insecurities. Leaders who have standards and boundaries because they refuse to lower them for anyone else's comfort. This means you. The world needs more women leaders who are ready for responsibility, they require respect, and take ownership over the choices that they make. This is for you if you are a woman who wants more, and you will not apologize for standing in your truth, you won't make excuses, and you are ready to command your life. We have Brittany on with us today. She is a success and confidence coach, and she comes to us with incredible energy and, best of all, a passion for helping career women really harness their ambitions and not being afraid to step into a side hustle if that's what they want to do, and you can do both. So Brittany, thank you for being here on the show today. We really, really appreciate you being here.
Thanks so much for having me. I'm super pumped.
Yeah. So tell us, Brittany, a little bit more, because you know, I fall into this category as well of being a career-minded woman with a very, very ambitious side hustle. But I'd like to know more about like how you found that place of your career. What got you that way? How's your career? What do you do? Tell us a little more about it.
Yeah, definitely. So I had, I sometimes say it's like an unconventional start, but in talking and meeting other women like you, I don't think it's that unconventional. It's just, we don't always talk about it. So you don't realize how common it is because we don't talk about it, right? So my career, I worked, you know, my butt off in college. I actually knew from high school where I wanted to work for the federal government. I wanted to be an analyst. That was what I was doing. So, and landed, you know, quote unquote, the dream job outside of college was, you know, graduated with already knowing where I was going, checking all the boxes. Mm-hmm. Always been that type A, checking all the boxes. And I got there, loved the work, people amazing. It was great for a few years. And then I kind of felt like, I just had this feeling like there should be more. Like I wanted just more room for growth, more things. I got the itch to kind of do a side hustle of my own, which, and I can tell you that story too, as like how I fell into entrepreneurship, which is just a story in and of itself. But I just had the feeling, as you said, super ambitious, but looked around and was like, I checked all the boxes. Everything on paper sounds perfect. Why do I feel like something's missing? So part of what really fuels me is helping other career-focused women focus on their career too, because I'm still in my career as a coach, but it's at 2 years now, I actually switched. I left my job with the government and went into private sector with a company, which was a jump in and of itself. So yeah. I just like helping women focus on their goals. And when that something is missing, not being afraid to actually take that scary step out and just explore it a little more. So you can really, you know, live life to the fullest. And yeah. Actually, I always say like design a life you absolutely love.
I love that. So I want to know, like, how did you even get into entrepreneurship, right? Like you said, that's a story in itself, but were you encouraged? Did it just fall out of the sky? Or was it part of this whole itching to do something more?
I had no idea that was the more that I wanted to do. So I started my entrepreneurship with a company called Beachbody. Some people maybe have already heard of it. It's health and fitness programs. Mm-hmm. It's network marketing style. And I actually just felt one of my coworkers, what we do with our fitness pieces, like we do online like accountability groups. And she just posted on Facebook that she was doing an accountability group. I had just moved to Washington, D.C. That's where my husband and I live, and we've been here for years now. But I just moved there by myself for the first job, for my first job. And I just wanted, and I was figuring out how to work out. That's the funny thing, is I'm a, started as a health and fitness coach with no health and fitness background. But I, yeah, I started, I just said, hey, can I join? And as soon as I was in that group, I wanted to lead it. I wanted to, I'm an introvert by nature, but so, and I also teach class, teach group fitness classes. I'm either in the front teaching and leading or in the back taking classes. Same with like school, like I'll be, I'm fine presenting, but if I'm a participant and observer, I'm in the back. It's a weird dynamic, but I just, I had that itch. So I joined as a coach. I started leading my own accountability groups, building community, which I'm obsessed with. And just, and I had no idea that I would love that so much. And it's funny because, you know, as you start out as an entrepreneur, you don't make a ton when you start out, right? But that,
no, if you do, you're doing something illegal.
It's too good to be true.
Right.
But it was, you, I knew something was right, or like just, it was that extra fulfillment, what I was missing, that more when I was so excited by like the smallest paycheck and helping other women than I was by my full-time salary. Cause you know, like I was doing fine. I didn't need it. It wasn't like this, like dire, it was just this, this is what was missing. And it's just grown from there. It's grown in the past, you know, five, 6 years now.
It was literally a paycheck for your purpose.
Yes. Like, oh my goodness. Yes. So true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you talk about joining and building communities, Brittany, like that is my heart too. I love it. I love bringing women together and I love feeling the energy of us together, especially when we're all like-minded and ambitious. So when you started with Beachbody, did they give you those skills or is that something that you just had to cultivate yourself?
They do not. So they'll give you, and I think a lot of companies do this, they kind of give you guidelines of how, if you want to run, like we call them our online boot camps, if you want to run them, you can. But it's really the personality that I think comes through with that. And as soon as I was in that group, I was like, how do I lead this? How do I do it by myself? So you kind of have the guidance for it and like what the programs are about, the workouts that we help other women with. But it's more just you style it, like what feels right to you. Some, and I love video. I love talking. I eventually want to do, even now as I'm transitioning out of that and doing more like building my own brand and business, I can't wait to do an in-person meetup. One of these days we're going to do in-person events.
I know, right? Yes.
One of these days, like I pray. But it's just, I think it's more personality driven because we can all run them, because there's a lot of super shy people that'll do all virtual and not want to do a group. Maybe it's more like, I don't know, a group text message, something like that. So it's, yeah, more whatever feels right to you and works with your time and your schedule.
So for your community, what did you say are the pillars of your community that you have right now? And actually, let's talk about it because there's a bit of a transition there. So you started off as the Beachbody coach, mm-hmm. and now you're building a completely your own empire, Brittany. So let's talk about that first before I ask you about your pillars.
Okay. I'm still in transition mode, and I still coach. Like I still work with the ladies that I mentor with Beachbody. So I'm still doing both, but I'm just actively pursuing building my own business, which is an adventure. We'll say that.
Yeah.
and it's all new. So I think network marketing is a great way to get your foot in the like you just get your feet wet, and then it's so different when you kind of shift. So my new company that I have now is called Design Life Studio. And it started because I had this like Erin Condren planner in 2017. I've had the name for years now. I was just too afraid to do it. And the cover of the planner was, she designed a life she loved. And I looked at that all year. It was my reminder. That's part of how I stay so consistent. And I know we talked about getting into that too, but like, I'm all about the daily reminders. And we had like some family events in 2017. And I just hit a point where I was like, I want to provide a community, a safe space, judgment-free place for women to, you know, pursue that I want more feeling, not be afraid to try, but also have a community and a safe space. And that's why it's Design Life Studio. I put studio in there, it's kind of confusing because it's all virtual. But I put studio in there because I wanted it to be a place that women felt comfortable to go after their goals and just dream really, really big. Who cares if you can't do it? I'll be your biggest cheerleader. Even if it's just me cheering behind you, we'll do it together. So, so Design Life Studio is my main focus right now.
Yeah. So let's go back to starting that. And I know when you said my company, like, doesn't that feel great?
Weird. It's so weird.
I felt it because it's amazing and it's an amazing experience, but it's so hard, right? And I think both of us are kind of in this first year of our companies. And I think it's important to talk about a little bit how complicated it could be, how messy it is, how uncertain all of it is, but here we are, you know, and we may be just a couple months ahead of another woman that's like, I kind of have this idea. Mm-hmm. So can you tell me maybe the first two or three things that you did once you realized this is what I want to do? Let's make this happen.
Yes. So really it, and like I said, I sat on the name for 3 years? Don't do what I did. Don't sit on the name for 3 years. Don't do it. Cause it feels so right now. So I've adopted the mindset of it cannot be perfect, nor should it be. Cause if it's perfect, when you start, when your first tries are perfect, you sat way too long, like way too long. So I am like a recovering people pleaser, recovering perfectionist, want all the things to be so perfect. But if you can't, you just can't start a company like that, right? So it's more when you really narrow down who you want to help and serve, that guides everything else, I think. Because if you can't come and say, and depending what your company is, but like, I want to help everybody, like that doesn't work. So it's first like really narrowing down who, like why you want to do it, mm-hmm. who you want to do it for and with, like realistically, because I think that's the beauty of being an entrepreneur and starting your own thing, is you can pick what you want to do.
Exactly.
Rather than getting caught up, because everyone's going to have their opinion, right?
Yeah.
I would say just making sure that you're focused, like, what do you actually want to do? What is it that is on your heart? And not what you should do, what you want to do. Because that's, you have to like the daily activities. It's not always going to be perfect and smooth and polished, but you're going to keep showing up because it's what you know you're meant to do, if that makes sense. Yeah.
No, I love that. And what you're really talking about is niching down on mm-hmm. where who your audience is. And I wonder, do you agree with the fact, I think that your niche is you. So whoever you are in all aspects of you, if you could do a lot of or enough self-reflection, you'll find your audience because it's all within who you already are. Do you agree with that?
I 100% agree. And I actually got that from Shalene Johnson. I don't know if you've heard of her, but I love all of her trainings, workouts too. She's just awesome. But she has like a workbook. It's actually a free download, but it's about finding your thing. Mm-hmm. And it's really like, she breaks it down super simply. She's like, what's one thing you've solved or conquered? And it can be big or small. And then you need to think of like, what would you say to yourself 2, 3, 5 years ago?
Yeah.
It's as simple as that. So part of, you know, the one-on-one ladies that I coach and in the membership that I have going now is career-focused women that feel stuck in their career but are too afraid to make the change because you're where you're supposed to be. It's what you should do. And that, because that was me 3 years ago. So I know how to talk to that. But yeah, it's just you a few years ago. And it doesn't have to be leaps and bounds. You don't have to know all the things. You just have to guide to get to where you are now.
Exactly. I love that. And I think that's just something really important for everyone listening here. Whether you are entrepreneur, whether you are corporate or military, because military is just a huge corporation, really. It's really just, a very structured corporation. So let's talk a little bit about consistency, because you are a consistency coach, which is amazing, because it's one of those things that's often overlooked. And I think everybody likes to point out why they can't succeed at something, but they're not really looking at how consistent they are. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So what are your tips on that? What's your thoughts?
Yeah. So first, to hit on what you just said, one of the biggest things is being patient and setting realistic expectations, which, and I'll say all this and just know that, like, I'm not perfect with this and I have to give myself mini pep talks almost daily on the reg, especially trying to start a new business. I'm like, why am I not like where I want to be? Like, so, but you got to be patient and realistic. I think that's a big thing. especially because I think your audience is like this, is if they're very ambitious women, high achievers, you've already accomplished a set amount of things, mm-hmm. and but you forget what day one looked like. So it's easy to be like, I'm here, I've done this, this, and this. Why can't I accomplish what should be? Why can't I stay consistent with my workouts 5 days a week or 4 days a week if I've conquered the world already, you know? But remember your day one. And the two things that, and it's not super shiny and it's kind of backwards, but the two things that I always go back to is why you're doing it. It sounds so cliche, but your why. Mm-hmm. Why do you want to do it? If it's starting a health and wellness program, because I mean, that's how I started out. Why do you actually want to do it? And it has to be for you, not for someone else. If it's for someone else, if your goals are not your goals, I tell my ladies all the time, make sure your goals are actually your goals, because you won't stick to it. If you're doing something you should do, you're not going to stick to it. So why do you actually want to do it for you? And two is remembering the feeling and the joy it brings, because that's what'll get you through the unmotivated and the really off tough days, because it's not perfect, right? Mm-hmm. So even like with you and I building a business, you're gonna have sucky days, but remember the feeling of when you have, you know, an awesome one-on-one coach call, or helping a woman just complete something on her, like the roadmap towards her goals, some type of positive, like you have to remember those feelings to get you through. Or if it's working out, it is remembering the endorphins after the workout. I'm the workout coach that needs to motivate her, an instructor that needs to motivate herself to work out every single day. Mm-hmm. I don't love working out. I didn't play sports, but I remember why I'm doing it, for my health. Long run, it's like a prescription to save on medical, because I'm going to take care of me first, and the feeling, like, and I know how I feel when I do it, and I know how I feel when I don't. So it's not the super sexy, like, oh, we just wake up and drink this, like, pill, and we're consistent, or it's just a gift. It's like really digging deep, because when it's actually yours and something you want, it's easier to stay consistent. But I think just a lot of us, we're doing all the shoulds and not what we actually want. So when you get clear on those goals, it makes it a little easier. I'll say easier with quotes to be consistent.
Yeah. And I think a piece of that too is a lot of us are on autopilot, especially with our jobs or our lifestyles, right? And it actually takes consistent work to change that and to improve yourself. It's so much easier. It's so much easier to just be lazy and not do it and think of excuses. And the only one who thinks your excuses are good are you. No one else cares, right? So
I do daily reminders too. Like I remind myself, like that's one of the things I do every single morning, is write down, you know, my top 10 goals, because if they're not front and center, it's easy to get slightly off course. So those daily reminders are huge too.
Yeah. So reminders, remember your why, remember the positive emotions that you're attaching to your why, what made you feel the best, and also remember what day one looks like. And that was an excellent point. We have so many things on our plate, and I feel that we're always constantly looking at the bigger picture, and it's easy to miss those little small pieces that are going to keep us going. Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you for that. And then when you're starting your side hustle, what are your pillars of your design life studio?
Number one, judgment-free zone. But that also goes along with like no negativity. Like if you're going to jump into the community and like spew a bunch of negativity, we're going to have a talk off to the side, right? Like I don't get up with that. But judgment-free as in... So pillar two is your goals are your goals. I want all the women in our community to dream as big as they want to. And the reason why with the judgment-free and your goals are your goals, let me show you how to actually make that happen, is because if you tell me I can't do it, I'm going to remember that for a very long time, and I'm going to prove you wrong.
Same.
So, right? It's the high achiever in us. It's the very competitive. It's one of those, like, so many people, especially when you get into work, when you get into the routine, when you get into autopilot, people say, well, that's just how it is. Mm-hmm. You know? Like, if I try to change my job role, people will be like, why can't you just be happy with what it is? It's a good job. You're checking the box. You're safe. You're stable. You're comfortable. That's just how it is. You should be happy with it. And I cannot stand that response of that's just the way it is. Or mm-hmm. me being like, but I want to be an entrepreneur. No, Brittany, people don't do that. That's just how it is. No. So judgment-free. You put your goals out there, because I got so tired of people telling me that my goals weren't possible. So I want you to have a safe place to put them out there, dream as big as possible, and know that that's just how it is an unacceptable response. And we're gonna break that. Because part of what I do with all the ladies is we break down those limiting beliefs. Mm-hmm. That's day one. We're gonna break that down, figure out the proof. Like, it's just, it's so fun to do this. And then three is just, it's way more fun to have a supportive, positive community.
Yes.
I'm competitive, but I'd rather be competitive together. Solo competitive and just like sitting back and not like just being like wishing you were further along in comparison mode. No, because a lot of people have similar goals, but you have to know there's enough abundance. There's enough to go around.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we're ambitious, high achieving, competitive, type 3 Enneagrams if you're like me, but you can have a competitive, ambitious community because it's more fun to do it together, especially when you have outside forces telling you it's not possible. And people don't necessarily say that as a, you know, to be rude. It's more of a, I think, of a protective thing, because people stay in their competitive, in their comfort zone. But yeah, I want you to have a space to dream big, judgment-free zone, throw out the, that's just how it is. This is how it's going to be. And be your competitive, overachiever self. I'm slowly trying to erase the word overachiever because I don't know how I feel about it anymore, but just be your competitive, big dreamer, and just go for it. And we map it out. We figure out, we show you how to do it.
I love that.
Women like you were our very first guest speaker, which was so awesome. It was so great to have you there. And the women, they still talk about your call. But I want women to be able to see, and I actually had this journaled back in 2017 for our community, and it started as an idea for a newsletter, but it was to interview women like you that literally the title was, She Did It. Super clever, right, Brittany? But she did it because I want women to see that we're all normal. There's nothing special, no superpowers, but just highlight, because you can get something from everyone's story. You know, we can all, like I said, we can all have similar goals, but you can pick out things from someone else's story and be inspired by them.
Yes.
So yeah, the She Did It newsletter turned into an online membership. So
that's amazing. That's amazing. And that's exactly what I'm doing here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hoping to show every woman out there, no matter what level they're at, that there's another woman that has done it. They have done it. They have done something that maybe another woman thinks is impossible.
Mm-hmm.
And breaking those boundaries, breaking those barriers down, and giving them someone tangible that they could reach if they wanted to. Like, after the show, talk to Brittany.
Yeah.
She is not out of your reach. These women are all around us.
Yeah, no, we're normal humans. There's nothing special. There's doubt in, like, it's just, there's nothing special. No crazy abundance of confidence. I just did a free confidence training for day one in my free Facebook group. And I literally was like, guys, we're going to erase the fact that you need confidence. You don't, that's a whole other side project that I'm going to do, but no, we're normal people. And it's crazy. So putting that, you can still have that competitive heart, but I want the positive community to show that we can all be competitive together, which is,
I love what you're doing.
Yeah. Thank you.
I absolutely love it. And I hope everybody here like checks it out. Cause it's just, if you don't follow Brittany already, you should, number one,
because
your positivity is, you could feel it through the Instagram page. You have so much energy and I just love it. I love it. And, I'm just so happy to share you with my audience.
Thank you, Rex. I'm so pumped to be here. Can't wait to meet some of the ladies in here too.
Yeah. So what kind of obstacles have some of your ladies overcome so far in your group?
That's a really, really good one. Where do I start? So the very initial piece, so one of the things, the membership is, I nerd out on like workbooks and worksheets. So I give all the ladies an Achieve Your Goals workbook. One of the first things we do is we create a roadmap. And one of the, I think, first aha moments was realizing, like, letting go of some of the goals that you were maybe on track for because you thought you should do them, or you thought, or just society. And you kind of carried maybe a label with you. So part of the big aha moment was just realizing, like, kind of accepting and either pivoting or essentially kind of like putting a goal to rest, like saying, like, you know, I'm going to acknowledge you, but it's either not the time or I'm going to find a way to move on from it. We have some women focusing on changing careers, which is super exciting. And I love just being the cheerleader and being able to be there. I'm like, I'll hold faith for you. Like, you need someone to sit there and be like, you got this, you got this, you got this. I'll be your cheerleader. So a lot of it is some switching goals, some just making themselves a priority again, which is, it's so hard to do. Sometimes that's harder than landing the top job. It's just taking care of you. Mm-hmm. But you cannot pour from an empty cup. And that goes back to, you know, how I started with health and wellness is, you focus on how you're feeling. That keeps you consistent. So it's, but going back to saying you can make time for everybody else, but not you. So, and then we also have some ladies that are just dreaming really big, and it's so fun, especially doing one-on-one coaching, like my individual coach calls, is seeing you have that aha moment and seeing that courage and confidence come through of being like, okay, I think I can do this. And then once you put it out there, the accountability for part of the community, and even just, you know, having one other person put it out there, we're going to hold you to it, right? So it's that support. So yeah.
I agree with that. That's probably my favorite thing too, is just seeing a woman actually speak her big ambitious goal that she's probably never told anybody. Mm-hmm. And just seeing that in their eyes, just, oh my gosh, that's one of my favorite things as well.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And then having that person to cheer them on, and accountability.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing. And it's just, we can do so much more when we all come together. And like, I wish more people realize that, but till they do, we'll be here. Like, we'll be here. But like, you know, we're that safe place. We're that, we'll be that safe judgment-free zone. And just, because it's unreal what we can do when we come together, bounce ideas off each other. Just, yeah, it's awesome.
So you guys listening, I want you to realize this is Brittany's side hustle. With as much passion and purpose she has in this, this is her side hustle, and she's still slaying it in a corporate world. So this is very possible. This is very, very possible to be fulfilled in both sides. I think there is a very big trend for everybody, quit your 9-to-5 and become a six-figure entrepreneur, right? Mm-hmm. It doesn't work like that.
I have so many thoughts on that right now. Well, and that's part of, honestly, so that is what really, some of my key words when I'm, you know, we talked about niching down, right? Part of my key word is like, I help career-focused women. Because I got really tired of people, because I fell into the entrepreneur world. I fell into the online entrepreneur world, and it's very easy to be like, I just need to quit my job. Luckily, my husband is way more rational than me, and he'd be like, Brittany, right. You like your job. Like, what is wrong with you? Mm-hmm. But you have one bad day, and you're like, I'm going to coach full time. Right. And like, you know, like, you don't want to do, like, no, you like both. And I would miss it so much. I'm not ready to give that up. And I worked my butt off for it. And I love still being analyst, still I'm such a nerd outside of coaching. It's so funny because I don't share all the stuff I'm like learning and researching clearly publicly. But if the people that knew me from the coach side knew what I was I nerd out on other stuff, and I would miss that so much. Because you can do both. Who says that it has to be like, going back to, that's the way it is. You don't have to choose. You can do both. Like, you can definitely do both.
Yeah. That's amazing that you've identified that. I think a lot of women maybe miss that or skip that, or they're just not looking that closely at what they really love, mm-hmm. to be able to identify, okay, I love my career, or I love facets of my career that maybe I could find in another career, a better career or something like that. Mm-hmm. So definitely take that into account when, I know I have a lot of military and police on here as well. I mean, we work damn hard at our jobs. Mm-hmm. So like Brittany said, you don't give it up just to chase this entrepreneurial dream. You might lose a little bit of yourself. I know I would. So thank you for sharing that.
Oh my goodness. I have chills right now from that. Like, you don't have to choose, especially, oh my goodness, if you're military, if you're law enforcement. Like, my first job was at a police department. Like, you've worked so hard for that. And you're doing it for a reason. And if it's something that fills your cup, why would you get rid of it?
Right.
And like you said too, maybe there's a way you can redesign it. Design Life Studio, design a life you love. You design it, you create it. So are there pieces you can put together? Mm-hmm. The one piece I asked our community the other week was, if you won $1 million and didn't have to work at all, what, or inherited a ton of money, and you were set even after taxes, what would be the one thing with your job that you would miss doing? What would be the daily, because there's another job out there where you can incorporate that. Even if it's a volunteer, like not, like, you know, there's something you can carry. What is that one piece that, and that you would still do for free? Mm-hmm. What would you really miss getting up and doing? And yeah, and there's, all because someone says you shouldn't. And I mean, I can't, I mean, I, in a way, kind of flipping this question on you is, because I can't speak to this yet, but also being a mom, right? Like sometimes people feel like they have to choose, and everyone has their own story, their own path. I mean, I get that question all the time, is when are you going to have kids? And I say, not, we're going to, just not, we're not, like, I have some things, like, there, like, you don't have to follow a track because everyone else says it. So it doesn't have to be one or the other.
Nobody asked me that. Well, they did, but I usually give them that resting bitch face and they go away.
As soon as we get married, we get that question.
Yeah, I know, right? It's like, come on, chill out, guys.
Mm-hmm. But you can do both. You're an amazing mom, you can entrepreneur. And you work, you crush your job. So yeah,
you can absolutely do it all. And if anything, I think there's a place for women, especially in the corporate world, where we need to show other women that we could rise. Mm-hmm. So stepping out of that, and we can't all be entrepreneurs. Mm-hmm. We can't all be in the corporate world. Mm-hmm. There needs to be a balance, and there needs to be people in these sections, women specifically, that are ready and willing to lead. Keep that corporate job if it's something you really love. And that's something I hope that we could show here, that you can do it all and love it all.
Mm-hmm. Don't have to choose.
So what would you say, Brittany, to wrap this up, to somebody who maybe is not sure about where they're going in life? What would you tell them? Maybe thinking back to where you were, maybe right out of, maybe even before high school, because you said you got your job right at high school, right in that determining point. What advice would you give them?
Honestly, I'd say you don't have to know. I think I'm a weirdo who knew, but also I changed it. So shows what happens when you say you know what you're going to do, it changes. Because I think part of knowing your passion is when you feel that feeling that it's, something's not there and changing, it actually makes you feel worse, right? It makes you feel like something, like you shouldn't be doubting it. But I would say if you're just sitting there not quite knowing what to do, or you don't have a clear path, just take the first step, because you don't know what you like doing unless you've tried it. Because we can dream up really cool ideas, really cool fantasies in our head. Mm-hmm. You might think like a C-level position at a corporate job maybe is calling your name, and then you get there and you're like, but then I don't get to do all the fun stuff that I got to do like on the line, like, you know what I mean?
Right.
So it's testing it out and really thinking it out. And I'm not saying jump around from job to job and stuff like that, but I mean, there's stuff you can do hobby-wise. But I think the idea of finding your one true passion is very overrated, and it also makes us feel stuck and confused more than it should. So I'd erase that and just accept you don't even know what you're supposed to do, but just follow those butterflies in your stomach and let that kind of decide it. But you don't know unless you actually try it and take that step. Don't just sit comfortable. Right. And be like, well, this is easy, this is what I should do. That's no way to figure it out. So just actually taking action and figuring out along the way. Those pieces come together and you start designing it as you go. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I love that. Thank you so much. I know everybody's just going to love this. And you're just a ball of energy and a ball of positivity. So I'm going to drop all the links, but just in case, would you share with our audience where they could find you?
Yeah, so I hang out mostly on Instagram. My Instagram handle is Brittany ANY. The right way to spell Brittany. Just kidding. Sorry, to spell it a bit different. But Brittany Hogan with an underscore on Instagram. And then I also have a free Facebook community, which I'll share the link with you. And my membership is Design Life Studio membership, which I've shared with you. But my main spot is Instagram, and you can find all my stuff on there. And that's just where I'm going to be chatting with people all day.
Excellent. So. Excellent. And your membership site, is it accepting new members right now?
Yes, it is. Enrollment is actually open right now.
Excellent. Yes. So jump on that. It's an amazing community, and you're going to love Brittany. Yeah, so thank you so much for being here and sharing your story and encouraging everybody here to command their life. Brittany, thank you.
Yes, thanks for having me.
So if you like this episode, make sure that you hit that subscribe button and leave me a review so this can reach more women leaders just like yourself. You can always connect with me on Instagram or via email, and both links will be in the show notes. But until next week, stand tall in your truth, don't make excuses, and command your life.